Hello and welcome to the Monday, September 30th, 2013 edition of the Science and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. I think I mentioned it on Friday, but just as a reminder, tomorrow, October, starts the Cybersecurity Awareness Month. And what we are looking for is log entries that you may find interesting. Submit them to us and we'll see what we can find out about these log entries. Of course, the more you can tell us about the log entries, the better. What system they're from, what context they were created in. Doesn't have to be just one line, a couple lines, so don't make it a megabyte. But any entries that we pick and actually discuss, if you send me then your mailing address with the log submission, I'll try to mail an Internet Storm Center sticker to you as a little reward. Let's start with diaries. And Rick wrote about tools that are really useful if you're looking at suspicious websites. This was triggered by a user who submitted some JavaScript this user found on a website that, well, looked suspicious. It was obfuscated, fairly complex, and was served inside an iframe, which are sort of some of the triggers that should make you think twice about trusting that particular site. Question was, what exactly is going on here? Now, traditionally, you would have done a lot of reverse analysis, but these days, there are a lot of tools to give you a quick idea what's on the site, if it's malicious or not, and what it would possibly accomplish. And Rick is introducing you to a couple of these tools in the diary. So if you're interested in that, take a look at Rick's diary. And then in a second diary this weekend, Manuel is talking about how your users may be exposed to these kinds of sites. Now, of course, one of the standard methods here is to put some sort of proxy in place that inspects content as it's downloaded by the client and blocks access to certain sites. As Manuel points out, that's not always very popular. And if it's not popular, then users try things ways around these controls. One common workaround here is, for example, USB 3G modems, Bluetooth tethering, and tricks like this. The easiest way to probably prevent this is not to give your users administrator access so they cannot install these hardware devices on their systems and then restrict access to USB ports, wireless networking, Bluetooth, and other technologies that could be used to connect to external modems. I'm not sure how often friends ask me just how to do this. They were not happy with whatever control their company put in place to prevent them to visit sites like Facebook or whatnot else. And then they asked for help in how to bypass this access control using, for example, the tethering mode in their cell phone. My usual advice to them is just use your cell phone, iPad, or whatever to browse instead of using the corporate network. And then we got an interesting paper to talk about here about a new possible attack using mobile phones. Now, one attack that has been discussed for and implemented actually for a while is that as you, for example, use your mobile keyboard, the vibrations and the tilt in your phone can give away which letter you type. Now, okay, though, that's not really new. The new thing here in this attack is if you have your mobile phone sitting on your desk and you're typing on a keyboard close by, the vibrations being caused by you typing on that keyboard can actually be detected on some of the more modern sensitive sensors that you have in mobile phones with sufficient precision to actually then detect what letter you pressed. In particular, if you have multiple mobile phones. At this point, I think this is really a little bit of a more theoretical attack, but it is kind of interesting how as you introduce more and more sensors that are remotely accessible into an environment, they could possibly be subverted to then spy on you. And that doesn't just include obvious ones as the camera and the microphone, but other environmental sensors like these vibration sensors. Well, and that's it for today. It was actually pretty quiet this weekend. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.